Gun shop owners in Baltimore County will have to make their stores more secure under controversial legislation passed last night by the county council. WIPR's John Lee is on the line with the details. And John, before last night's vote, it was unclear whether this legislation would pass. How was it able to get through the county council?
Well, Nathan, there had been concerns that county executive Johnny Oshefsky's legislation would put too much of a burden on gun shop owners and could drive some of them out of business. And under the legislation, gun shops will have to have outside physical barriers to help prevent burglars from crashing cars in the stores to get the weapons. Gun store owners also will need to put firearms in secure locations like a cage or a locked room at night, and they'll need to have video surveillance and an alarm. So the council last night made some changes to make the proposal more palatable and affordable. For instance, gun shop owners will not have to pay a fee to apply for the license that they would need. They will be given more time to comply, 60 days rather than 30 days. And no interest loans and matching grants up to $10,000 may be made available. Democratic Councilman Julian Jones went along with that, but he didn't sound very happy about it.
I don't feel very comfortable at all giving away taxpayer money to one segment of somebody, but I understand we don't want to put people out of business.
The legislation passed by a 6-1 vote with the amendments.
There are 3 Republicans on the county council, and Republicans are often opposed to gun regulations. But 2 of these Republicans voted for this legislation putting restrictions on gun store owners. What did they have to say about that?
Well, the one no vote was Republican Todd Crandall, who represents the conservative east side of the county. Republican Wade Katch, who represents the rural middle part of the county, said he is proud of his A rating from the National Rifle Association. And Katch said the original legislation would have driven some gun shop owners right out of business.
Baltimore County would have been known as a county where gun shops really aren't welcome.
But with the amendments, Katch was able to vote for the bill, as did fellow Republican David Marks. He blamed a couple of the gun store owners in the county who refused to secure their shops properly for making the county regulate all of the stores.
It is an unfortunate fact that responsible gun retailers will now have to bear the burden because a few businesses did not enact common sense improvements.
Mark said both sides in this debate had a point. On one hand, until now, the county had no way to require gun retailers to make improvements. But Mark said there are larger factors driving crime, like a lax criminal justice system and what Mark's called an indefensible law enforcement record in Baltimore City that is impacting Baltimore County.
As you mentioned, this bill was proposed by County Executive Johnny Olszewski. Did he have anything to say following its passage last night?
He did. Olszewski released a statement saying the legislation will help keep stolen guns out of the hands of violent criminals. Oh, and by the way, Olszewski later this morning is planning to announce a public safety plan to combat violent crime. And Nathan, 2 other bits of housekeeping from last night's meeting. The council unanimously approved hiring Kelly Madigan to be the county's first ethics director. And several members of the council want to change the fact that the council holds its work sessions in the middle of the day. They introduced a resolution to move those meetings to the evening so more people can attend. And the council will take that up at one of those 2 p.m. work sessions on January 28th.
John Lee covers Baltimore County News for WYPR. Thanks so much for joining us, John.
Thank you, Nathan.